You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Hi, welcome to Shu'em Healing. My name is Stefan. I'm the host. And the show always consists of two different parts. The second part is a shamanic ritual in which you are very much invited to participate. And this ritual is focused on bringing you in a peaceful, harmonious state within yourself. And before we do that, we always like to start off with a small focus exercise. Because, you know, all the time our attention is shattered, no matter what we do. There's always a part of us listening to this inner chatter, talking to you no matter what you do, talking about something else. There's always this dreaming about, you know, whatever, in any circumstance. So much of our attention is divided. And I think you're optimal when all your attention is where you, well, actually are. And in order to bring that about, it's very easy exercise. It's just feel your feet on the ground. Just instead of giving attention to all the thoughts of everything you might think about it, dream about it, leave that for the moment and focus your attention on your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground, no matter what you think, no matter what you feel, no matter what else you experience. You don't have to push that away, but withdraw your attention and shift your attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because that will shift your attention from all this dreaming and internal chatter to your actual presence right here, right now. If you give attention to your body awareness, you bring your attention to where your body is. And you are here. Your body is just here. So just feel your feet on the ground. Don't try to make it interesting. Don't try to make it spiritual. Because these things will only give you more thought, more dreams, more wishes, more fancy stuff. And what you aim for in this sort of exercise is to withdraw your attention from these things. And lead your attention towards a peaceful, open state. And that's, as a matter of fact, fairly easy, fairly simple. All right, simple is not so easy. Just shift your attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Nothing more, nothing less. Just feel your feet on the ground. And every time thought or feeling or whatever internal pops up and tries to pull you along within their story, just drop it and shift your attention back to your feet. Just shift your attention back, no matter what else you experience. Feel your feet on the ground. Very simple. Just bring your attention to where you actually are. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because I think we as human beings live in a very crazy state. Because today we dream about tomorrow, and tomorrow we dream about yesterday. So we are never there where we are. So we missed it. It's quite a poor state, as a matter of fact. So try to bring your attention to where you are. Just feel your feet on the ground. Your feet are always there, you can do that. In waking time, your feet are always there. You're always sitting or standing. So you always can give attention to that instead of all your internal chatter and dreaming. The only thing you have to do is, well, do it. Don't think about it. Don't conceptualize it. Just do it. That will make you peaceful. Because what you give attention will unfold within your perception. So if you give all this internal turmoil attention all the time, well, you will get lots of that. And if you give attention to that, what is in peace, well, you will get into peace. You will become peaceful. It's a very simple idea. Just do it. And you will see that it works. But in the beginning, especially, you have to be very persistent. Because every time there's a thought telling you something interesting, there is a dreamy sort of thing which gives you beautiful imagination, all things claim your attention. So feel your feet on the ground. Because everything begs for your attention. So that implies that it is yours to give. And I think it's crucial for living in harmony when you have much more insight on this mechanism and much more choice in that what you give attention. Because what you give attention will define your reality. If I give attention to an angry thought, I will become angry. And it will perceive you as annoying. So you will react on that. So that will acknowledge my looking, well, angry. Leave that. Shift your attention to your feet. Just withdraw your attention from all these other things. Shift it to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Very simple. And if you really do it, you will very soon notice that this is very effective. Will save you a lot of drama, a lot of problems, a lot of unhappiness. Because that's all internal. All your problems are thought and feeling. And we are obsessed by that. Of course we have lots of troubles. Withdraw your attention from that. There is no solution in that field. Shift your attention to your body awareness. First, bring your attention to clarity and peace. Because when you're already running with a thought, with a preposition, with a concept, with a way of looking at things, when I'm already annoyed, I cannot look in a neutral way. I will only see annoying things. So first, you want to be in a neutral place. So feel your feet on the ground. And the more you can look from a neutral ground, the more possibilities you will meet in your life. The more you look from a defined point of view, the more limited your options will be in life. So just feel your feet on the ground. Don't think about it. Just feel your feet. Just feel the contact between the ground and your feet. And slowly, slowly, you will become more peaceful. It's a very simple thing. And that's it. If you read all these spiritual books and you see these movies and all these things, they give you, well, in my point of view, exactly the wrong idea. They give you more concepts. They give you more fancy stuff to dream about. And in my opinion, what it is, well, the absence of that. So just try to be open. Just try to be peaceful. And you do that by not being involved with what you think, what you feel, what your opinion is. Because nobody thinks that's important except you. Only you consider your thoughts and your opinions extremely important. Nobody else cares. Well, isn't that an indication, my friend? Come on. It's just an opinion. So just feel your feet on the ground. Get out of the thing. Because an opinion says nothing about the reality. It only says something about how you look at life. So it says something about you. And in general, if you observe your opinions, that's not something to be very proud of. In general, we only express our limited, locked up, childish, frustrated state of being. And we are proud of that. We beat each other up over that. Come on. Feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because your opinions or my opinions are completely irrelevant. The only thing they do is to lock you up in a state of experiencing. So leave that behind. Shift your attention to your feet. If you keep on doing that, you'll soon notice that you can live very well without an opinion about everything. And by the way, all our cherished opinions, if you really would look at them, how you got to this opinion, you will see that it's not your opinion at all. It's something that you've read. It's something that you've heard. You read it in a nice spiritual book. You heard it from a guy in a spiritual course, or you heard it on the news. Or it's not your opinion. Look, just look inside. You have an opinion about just about everything. Especially the things we have no actual experience in. Just look. Just look what, for instance, what you think about. You're either Muslims or Jews or... Do you know any? You see? We don't have much experience. We just have our own experience. So much of our opinions are based on, well, other people's experiences, other people's opinions. Why would we consider that so important? Just leave that and shift your attention to your feet. And slowly, slowly, you will notice that your field of attention will become more open, that you will become more receptive. Because everything you might look for in a big or small sense is right here in this moment. All these special things, these special states, everything is here. But we are too busy with ourselves. Too busy with what we feel, what we think, our beautiful opinions about everything and nothing. So it's there, but, well, we don't see it. So step one is to withdraw your attention from all these things. And shift your attention to something which is neutral. So your field of perception gets opened. And you can much more experience what actually is. And also during the ritual, which I will perform in a few minutes, just try to be open. Just try to keep your field of attention open. Don't try to judge it or have an opinion about it, compare it, conceptualize it. You know, it's not that. Just try to flow with the ritual. And the ritual will take you to a very peaceful, harmonious place within yourself. It's what you are on a deeper level. Very pleasant. You don't have to do anything for that at all. Just by listening to it and, you know, trying to open up for it, you will share in it, and it will work fine. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make sound or music, depending on your taste, and parts in which it will be silent. It ends with the bell, so you know when it's finished. And you don't have to experience anything in particular or spectacular. You might, but not necessarily. But just try to be open. As a general attitude in life, but especially when you do something, you know, like we're going to do right now. Just try to be open and experience what is there. All right, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're there again next week, and have a very good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.